Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'll be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. This week, I'd like to recognize the efforts of the Alzheimer's Association. The Alzheimer's Association leads the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementias by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, and maximizing quality care and support. The association is the largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research, and they fund researchers across the globe. The Alzheimer's Association estimates that around 6 million people in the U.S. are currently living with this disease. 200,000 of those individuals were diagnosed before they turned 65. Additionally, more than 11 million family members and friends are their caregivers. It's estimated that we have 3,500 individuals in Del Norte and Humboldt counties that have Alzheimer's. This last year has been extremely difficult for caregivers. How do you explain to your loved one with the disease that we're living through a pandemic? There was more than one case of a caregiver having to send their loved one into a hospital and the caregiver not being allowed to enter. One caregiver was quoted as saying to a hospital employee, "But he has Alzheimer's. He doesn't understand what's happening. He doesn't understand COVID." The Alzheimer's Association is now conducting research on the long-term impacts of COVID-19 on the brain, and research is indicating that COVID-19 can damage an individual's brain and potentially lead to dementia. But you can do something. You can educate yourself about the disease. There are free monthly classes like Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body, and Know the 10 Warning Signs. You can go to alz.org to find these available classes. There's growing evidence in how we can combat Alzheimer's. Lifestyle habits such as staying active, eating a healthy diet, and nurturing social connections can reduce the risk of cognitive decline. A 2020 Lancet Commission report found that 40% of all dementia cases could be traced back to risk factors like alcohol use, social isolation, physical inactivity, and high blood pressure. Caregivers and patients alike have experienced extreme isolation over the last year and need our support. You can sign up for the Humboldt County's Walk to End Alzheimer's and support local families facing dementia. Google ALZ Humboldt Walk and either take part as an individual or form a team. This year's walk will be on Saturday, October 9th. Organizers are planning for the event to be in person, but the Alzheimer's Association will continue to offer options to take part online and in neighborhoods. And why do we walk? It's simple. We walk to create a world where Alzheimer's sees its first survivor. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are three words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.